Coming back to Edmonton, the Edmonton International Track Classic, the EITC. This will be the fifth year. It's back in Edmonton. They've had some of the best sprinters. For men, 100, 200, 400, and 800 meters. For women, 100, 200, 400, and long jump will be the events. And we're joined with Meet Director Peter Ogilvie. Peter, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Jason, for having me on.
Why is it 800 for men and long jump for women?
Well, we kind of looked at the depth that we had in Canada and more importantly, in and around Alberta. And those were two events that we kind of targeted that we knew that we had some good quality Alberta talent, and we wanted to really showcase that.
Peter, when you look at all these events, are there a couple in your mind, based on the athletes who are coming, that are absolutely must-see?
Not to get too far ahead of myself here, we do have a major announcement next week that we have some headliners that will be announced international-wise. Within the next number of weeks, we'll start the process of leaking and giving out information on who the headliners will be for the 2014 edition. But, you know, certainly the event is growing and it's really taken a life of its own internationally. And we're really pleased to have so many Olympic champions wanting to come to the City of Champions, which we are now calling Tracktown Canada.
We'd be happy to help you with that information today, but if you don't want to do it, can you at least maybe talk about some of the events that you expect to be a big draw based on who you assume is coming?
Certainly. You know, the history of the event, we've always had strong fields in the men's 100, the men's 200, men's 400, men's 800. Those will continue to develop. Men's 110-meter hurdles is another showcase event that we've really done a great job of over the last number of years. For the women's side, the women's 100-meter hurdles, because of our depth internationally, continues to be a showcase event. Women's 100, women's 2, women's 400 will again be world-class events. So spectators and athletes will get a chance to really see some outstanding international and national athletes competing here. So we're really focusing on those events. Not to say that the field events are being overlooked. The men's shot put, the men's high jump will be two very strong events. Women's pole vault, women's hammer throw, and women's long jump will also be featured events this year. So we're really building out the quality of the event that we're putting on, and that's part of the formula of attracting top 20 in the world athletes to improve our world ranking.
Peter Ogilvie from the Edmonton International Track Classic joins us. Peter, the eight events, the 4, 1, 2, 4, and 8 for the men, and then the 1, 2, 4, and long jump for women, that's actually for the qualification events on the Saturday that they're really open. And so these are an opportunity for a lot of young athletes. How many will then move on to the Sunday? Is it top two, top three in each event? How many get to go on Sunday?
At this point in time, we're more or less saying top two in specific events. Some events we might have to tighten the criteria. But the whole intent of this is really for us to identify the next wave of talent. And for us, we're looking for the next Dylan Armstrong. We're looking for the next Bruni Cern, Donovan Bailey. We're looking for the next Derek Drouin. We know how Alberta has amazing talent. And judging by how Alberta does in major events like the Canada Summer Games, the Western Canada Games, and how we are always a force to be reckoned with at a national championship, we're really starting to see that the talent pool here in this province and in Western Canada is first class. So the intent of this is to really discover, it's our talent ID program to uncover the next generation of an Olympic podium athlete. So we're really excited to do that and provide the opportunities for local athletes here in Alberta and around Canada to come in and give a shot at competing against the best from around North America.
Now, talk about that Alberta and local content, if you can. I mean, is there a large group of real promising athletes locally that you expect to participate? Have you identified any of those people? And if so, can you name them?
Yeah, well, actually, we do have one athlete for sure that many people will be familiar with in the track and field scene is Angela White. Angela, having competed on the national team for many, many years, is a product of the system here, although she does train at the University of Idaho. But she's a fantastic role model. She comes back to the city, is very involved with our programming. So we're very pleased to have her involved. We have a number of up-and-coming athletes that have made national junior teams, national senior teams, athletes that have made world championships and Olympics. So, for example, in the men's and women's hammer, we have the Stacy family, Heather and Jim, that continue to compete at the highest level possible. Down in Calgary, Sam Effa, national team member, member that went to the world championships this past year, so 100-meter, 200-meter sprinter. The list goes on, and we have so many talented athletes. And here in the city, we have some exceptional young athletes that we're, you know, trying to develop. And part of the strategy for opening up this competition this year is to really provide that talent ID program for us to put the best juniors going forward to the Pan Am Juniors, which Edmonton is hosting in 2015. So for the next 3 years, Edmonton is hosting pretty much the major sports events for the sport of track and field, starting this year with the Track Classic. Next year we have the 2015 edition of the Track Classic, the Canadian Championships, and the Pan Am Juniors. So there is a lot of activity. In 2016, Edmonton is hosting the Olympic Trials and also another yearly edition of the Track Classic. So the focus of the sport is certainly within Edmonton and in Alberta, and you know, we're taking a very serious step and role in trying to identify the next crop of potential podium athletes, but also trying to create an environment where, you know, people can be exposed and get an opportunity to compete.
Why is Edmonton becoming such a hub for track and field?
You know what? It speaks to the partnership network that's in and around this city. There are great sport technical leaders here that have the vision of trying to put the best of the best here. You know, certainly with the partners from the city, the province, federally, working with our national governing body, our partners at the university, affiliate partners with the Canadian Athletic Coaching Center, our government foundations, Alberta Sport Connection, and even our community partners, Edmonton Events, Old Strathcona Business Association. The list goes on. When we start to name all the partners that are involved with an initiative like this, you can understand why sport now becomes, you know, it's growing the way it is. And everybody believes in the bigger vision. And that vision is exactly what we're trying to do, to build Tracktown Canada.
Peter, we really appreciate your time. Quickly, if athletes want to sign up for the open event on Saturday and people want to get tickets, how do they do it?
We would direct them to edmontonclassic.com. That will provide some information where they can sign up and get all the latest news releases. Information is available on the website through a number of different ways. Follow us on Twitter. We have an account there. So there's a lot of other ways to do that. But tickets go on sale for spectators for watching the Track Classic today. And athletes that want to register to compete in the competition, that registration process starts today as well.
Peter, thanks for this. We'll be looking forward to July 5th and 6th.
Thank you very much for having me on. Appreciate it.